With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Craig Kopp. Good morning. The fate of the Deferred Action for Children Arrivals program, also known as DACA, goes before the Supreme Court in November. Colorado Mountain College has joined 165 schools across the country in a letter to the court expressing support for the program. Alex Hager has details.
DACA covers people who were brought into the United States as children or babies when their parents entered illegally. The program gives them protection from deportation and the ability to work and study in the U.S. Kerry Hauser is CMC's president and CEO. She says the decision to sign on to the letter is an effort to make sure access to education doesn't discriminate.
You know, these are students that are in our classes, they are in our communities, they are working and living up and down the mountain communities, and it's important for our college to make sure they feel safe, they have resources to be able to pursue their dreams just as any other student at the college.
The letter, which is called an amicus brief, also has the support of the Colorado State University System and CU Boulder. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Bureau of Land Management's acting director says past comments he has made doubting the existence of climate change are irrelevant. Luke Runyon has more.
Reporters grilled William Perry Penley at the annual Society of Environmental Journalists conference in Fort Collins. When asked about comments he's made calling human-caused climate change fictional, Penley refused to elaborate on how he formed those opinions. He instead cited a directive from his boss, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, to look at climate impacts.
Nope, not going to clarify. Those are my personal opinions. Secretary of State got the position. I'm a Marine. I follow orders. He's told me the way it's going to be, and that's the way it's going to be.
Penley has been the acting director since July, but says he hasn't been briefed by agency scientists on climate impacts on public land. The BLM oversees 247 million acres, or about one-eighth of the total landmass of the U.S. Penley also said past comments he's made on opening the door to the sale of public lands and comparing illegal immigration to a cancer are irrelevant in his current role. I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.
You can expect delays today coming into and going out of Aspen on 82. Construction on the Castle Creek Bridge resumes today. It had been delayed last week because of the first blast of winter weather. Crews will be working 7A to 7P. Coming into town, you still use the bridge, but there will be delays. Going out of town, you'll be rerouted on 6th and Power Plant Road. All this work should be done after tomorrow.